We are back here on Farm Talk, and it is a Friday, which means we get our good buddy Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Outreach Biologist, to close out the week with us. Douglas, always great having you on, amigo. Good to talk with you as always, buddy.
Well, man, it is great to hear your voice. It's great to be on the radio with you. And I have to tell you, don't be scared about this, but I think about you probably more often than I actually should, JD. And it's all good.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I spend for my days, a little bit of time on the road, going to different meetings and going to different places. And the sad part about it is I'm not Eric Johnson. I can't just go out and eat ribs wherever I go. I just don't have that luxury. I don't have the deep pockets like Eric Johnson. I don't know if that guy's got a never ending expense account, but, When I'm going places, I'm looking for like little small town burger joints and place to grab myself some French fries or maybe an ice cream or something. And it'll get to Game and Fish. We'll get to that. It ties into it. So earlier this week, I was on my way to Lemoore.
Yeah.
And I always try, we had an advisory board meeting in Lemoore, and I always try to plan my trips. And if I can check out Clawson Springs and see how things are looking there, or Moon Lake, and make some stops along the way, because it's a work trip, but you also have to stop and grab a bite to eat. And on my list of things to do, which I failed at, and I'm going to keep on throwing Eric Johnson under the bus. I might back up the bus and drive him over.
Okay.
So, you know, on my list was Clawson Springs, check the box, Moon Lake, check the box. I had a little place, I had the town Montpelier written on there, and I knew it would have to be a little bit of a detour to get there, because you had brought up Montpelier sometime in the last year or so when you're visiting about a great place to stop, and I didn't get to there.
Oh.
And I failed miserably, and I'm sitting here on Friday going through my weekly reports, and I've got a couple of places where I'm grading myself an A, and then I get to stops, and I get to Montpelier, big F in front of Montpelier. Do you remember the name of the place in the Montpelier? Not that it would be hard. You just probably have to find the place where people are parked over noon hour having a bite to eat.
I believe it's the Twisted Trough, isn't it? Isn't that what we're talking about?
I didn't make it there, so I failed. But if that isn't the name of it, I'd rename it, because that's a fantastic name.
I'm pretty sure that's the one we're talking about. Yeah, and that woo. Well, you didn't make it this time, but there's always, there's just another reason to come out this way and head towards Montpelier, because, you got to check that place out, man. There's and we talk about these places a lot because there's so many of these little gems in this area, in this state. I mean, there's so many of these great little spots that, you don't hear a lot about them, but the locals know all about them. And you go and you get a little piece of the local flair.
And the thing that I love, and I'm not taking anything away from chains, because there's local employees that work there and they're dependent on that. And I'm not taking anything away from it. But we also, guys like you and I that grew up in small town North Dakota, realize the challenges that these small town cafes and restaurants and watering holes and stuff that they have. So if we can patronize them, we always try to. So my apologies for missing the mark, but it's on there. So the reason that I was going to Lemoore is we had an advisory board meeting in Lemoore, and it's kind of fun because I grew up in Lemoore, spent some time living there, and still get to Lake Lemoore and the James River. And one of the things that and everybody else listening is that one of the huge draws about the outdoors, and you're gonna name your place, and I'm gonna start, is the fact that you can go to the James River in Lemoore, and you can go down along the banks, and you could have fished there as a kid, and you go there today, and you remember that rock, because unfortunately, whether you're picking rocks in the pasture, in the fields, or standing on the rock fishing, the rocks don't move. They're still there unless somebody moved it. And that's one of the things that really draws people to the outdoors of hunting and fishing. That slough is still there. That little twist in the creek. And that's one of the things. It's just, you know, people get old, businesses open, businesses close, you know, things change. But the outdoors, so my question to you, JD, is do you got a spot where when you get back into the home country that you drive by and just remember as a kid where you were hanging out?
Oh, yeah, there's a few of those spots. I mean, there's a little area on the side of Lake Elsie where Ron Hankinson probably, you know, just out there where, I mean, there's a little more development out there now than when I was a kid, but... you know,
there's a lot more development.
Yeah, it's not quite.
Is there a Dollar General on the shores of Lake Elsie yet?
Well, if there isn't, it's probably on its way. But I mean, you know, when I was a kid, it was pretty open out there, and there was a few spots. But when you go around that gravel road around the side of Lake Elsie, there's some spots out there where we spent many summer afternoons, you know, out there and doing a little fishing, jumping in the water, doing a little swimming, you know, and just being outside. There's a couple places about Morton Lake, Lake Morton up there, where we'd go and do stuff there too. And, you know, there's some spots where you do a little catfishing on the Red River in Wahpeton. There's a couple spots there where we like to go. And so, I mean, just there's a few of those spots, and you're right. I mean, it takes you back to that time when you see them.
I mean, and you can remember, you know, some of the friends that were there, and then you start thinking about, you know, where they're at now. And unfortunately, sometimes you get to points in life where some of them have passed, or maybe some joined the military and you haven't seen them. They've been in Japan for the last 30 years. And that's one of the things, you know, like I'm driving through Lemoore and heading out to the James River. And, you know, I can see the guys that we were standing along the banks, banks of the James River. And at that time, I'll be honest with you, I probably caught more bullheads about anything else, you know, but you have those memories. And sure, sometimes it's about that big walleye that you caught, or probably, you know, the big pike. But a lot of the times, you know, it's about the friends and where you're at, and whether somebody got stuck or the pickup truck broke down or got the hook in their finger or something like that. But it's sure so fun to go back there and check that stuff out.
It is. And, you know, there's many of those afternoons that we'd sit there and not catch anything. And we didn't even care. You know, we were just out there and just hanging out and just, you know, talking about life and doing all that stuff. And I mean, you know, I think you say it, and you've said it many times over the years, but I mean, any day outdoors doing fishing or whatever, any day outdoors doing something, way better than any day indoors doing work.
Oh, man. And you're preaching, and I just love it. I mean, I've seen when I go through a walk through the park, try to, you know, every night after supper and after work, and I'm really turning into that old man. I'm not waiting to yell at kids, you know, walking across the lawn. But when I see kids that are playing baseball, just, you know, neighborhood kids, you know, pick up baseball out there, and I'm like, okay, they're not making TikToks. They're not sitting on their MySpace. It's just like, it's so refreshing. When I see a kid on a bicycle, you know, driving to the river to go to do, again, like you said, it doesn't matter what you can. And sometimes we as adults need to check ourselves and look in the mirror. And I don't care if you're the worst angler ever, if you can't catch a cold, take a kid fishing, put a worm on a hook, and if they catch a bullhead, and even if they get stung on their finger, they're going to remember that. And those are the memories, because we get like, well, you know, you got to have a big boat and you have to go to the big water. You can go down to the banks of the James River in Jamestown. You can go up to, you know, Jamestown. Sure. If you've got the means, go to Devil's Lake. If you've got the equipment, by all means, use it. But in this world, don't let the fact that, well, I just got dad's old Zebco sitting in the garage, go get it. And the same hook that has been on there for 40 years, you can go in the back garden and put an angle worm on there and you can go down to the river, and the kid is probably going to catch a bullhead, and they're going to have a blast playing with it and, you know, doing the stuff that you and I used to do with bullheads, JD.
Absolutely. Anything but eating them half the time. You know, that's right. You know, that's the thing. But you're right. I mean, you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to, it doesn't have to cost you a bunch of money to go out there and enjoy the outdoors and teach the kids to enjoy what we enjoyed. Because, you know, like you mentioned the whole thing about TikTok and everything and all that stuff. I mean, we got to teach these kids what we learned, because if we don't, it's going to go away, because these kids aren't learning it anywhere else. We got to be the ones, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm just an advocate for getting outdoors. You know, take the bat and ball. You don't have to be a baseball player. You know, anybody can you know, throw a ball, grab a tennis ball, whatever it takes to do that and get them outside. And it really is amazing, because when they do, they don't say, well, I got to go, you know, catch this on my phone. Like they do. Once they're exposed to it and they have some fun with it, sure, maybe a couple hours later, they're going to be back on their phone or something like that. But for that period, you've exposed it, and it's fun, and it makes them want to do it again and again and again. And they might not, you know, become a Babe Ruth baseball player. They might not become a great angler, but you'll have that connection with them, and you'll have their memories with that. And that's something that you can never take away. And then next thing you know, you're going to be old guys like Jamie Dickerman and Doug Lear on the radio on a Friday afternoon talking about it, you know?
That's right. You're going to be old guys like us before you know it. It happens real quick. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. We got more with okay. Doug Lear coming up here on a Friday edition of Farm Talk. Keep it here.